welcome to Living Clean and Sober with Johnny Rags and Ken MacDonald. And of course, Artie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm very well.
It's like summer's upon us. What
it's
happened
very
in spring,
matter
man?
Of fact tonight, eh?
Springtime tonight.
Yeah. You noticed that, huh?
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Wow.
Good thing I'm not in the camera.
Well, that's a very good thing. Welcome to the show, everyone. We have the lovely Carly Leonard on tonight.
Hi, welcome Carly. To how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's been, a month or so.
Yeah, we were looking
busy, busy, busy. Life shows up, right?
Yeah.
Got to keep showing up. Day in and day out.
You got
that tan, man. I have the tan.
Yeah.
Never been into a tanning booth ever in my life, actually. But still people ask me, when did you go to the tanning booth? I never did.
Yeah, people actually accuse me of tan.
Yes, yes.
Why wouldn't I tell you?
It's actually, you know, a healthy kind of color.
No, man, I saw a lady who was in a tanning booth and she was orange.
Orange.
Yeah, well, some people go to extremes with it. I don't.
Naturally orange.
Right. I think they sell pills for that. If you want like a tan, buy a pill or something.
I was like, it was 89 degrees out Saturday. Go stand in the sun.
You know what? People do anything to look good.
This is true.
I mean, it's all important about how you look.
Look good, feel good, play good.
That's it. That's it. You know?
What do you think about that?
I think that's very true.
I love it. She's so nervous. Like, all we're trying to do is have a conversation.
That's right.
We're willing participants to carry a message to an addict who still suffers. And even ones that think they're not suffering. You know, we don't really matter. I mean, it doesn't, you know, this disease just doesn't discriminate.
No, it won't.
You know, and it makes you think that things are okay when they're not, Carly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You know, and you just showing up tonight. What did it take you, 2 hours to get here?
Yeah, hour and a half.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. That's a big thing.
What?
I love that level of commitment.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Who was that, a mouse?
I don't know what he's doing over there. He's
What?
He has fun with that thing.
Yes.
He's got more toys over here than...
But anyway, it's good to be here. You know, this is part of my commitment and part of my purpose in life, actually. To carry a message to someone, and I don't even know who's listening. What about that?
That's the beauty of it.
It is. It is.
What do they have to do?
Well, they have to dial 10 digits, but...
He's back!
You know, how hard is it to dial 10 digits?
I mean,
come on.
It is incredibly hard.
You know, especially now with a phone. Like, I don't remember phone numbers anymore. I remember
right.
names.
You know, I got to get the old... I have to get that, like, the old dial tones on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it creates some interest.
Huh? I was at an ER, right?
Right.
And I saw a phone... What do you call them? Payphone?
They had a payphone.
50 cents.
Did it work?
Yeah.
It did. Nice.
I laughed because there was like a bank of payphones at the airport. And I said, this is such a useless thing. It should be like a cell phone charging area or something useful.
Good idea.
Yeah.
They had a cell phone charging thing there too. So.
Oh, okay.
If this thing was sitting in the back, and I looked on there because the water fountain was right next to it. So I said, wow, look at that. 50 cents for a call, a local call.
Wow.
And you use a credit card to dial long distance. Isn't that weird? You remember phone booths? You
Somewhat.
Might be too young.
A little bit, yeah.
So what do you do? What brought you here? Carly Leonard?
Well, Johnny asked me to come out and kind of tell... everybody what I went through. And
well, why don't you start telling us, Carly? There's no time like the present. We only have an hour.
Yeah, and that hour goes quick.
Yes, it does.
What do you
yes, it does.
Yeah. So, I'm in recovery myself. I have almost 3 years, August 5th.
Congratulations.
That's great. That's awesome.
So, basically, I... was struggling from heroin addiction ever since I've been 16 years old. And
best drug in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll kill people.
It's a way to put it, yeah. I guess.
Takes everything away.
Promises you everything and gives you nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Takes your life.
Like that.
Absolutely.
16, so now you're 18? Or 19?
No, I'm 21.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's old good. Enough to know better, too young to care.
Right, that's nice. Yeah. You know what? Young people in recovery, that's great.
A game tonight.
No, that's great stuff. I mean, you came here because you had enough at a young age. Now you're coming up on 3 years clean. What about that?
That is,
you know, I wasn't thinking of having a problem when I was 16 or 17. I was just getting it going.
I had it going then. I was strung out.
Yep.
In high school.
Yeah.
So tell us more.
So before Carly gets into that, I'm going to tell people what they can do for City of Angels.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
That's good. City of Angels, great organization.
That's right. We do many things, and we do all of them well.
That's right.
You say, Art?
Yes.
Artie's on his A game tonight. Look, we got a haircut, too.
I'm going to break my... Actually, I'm going to see me walk around because I left my coffee outside.
I thought that was from last week or something. Hard.
I mean, I could always get it for you if you want.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
it'll be easier.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I cannot break my anonymity.
www.cityofangelsnj.org. If you want to know about the great things we do, we have all kind of things: family groups, meetings, fellowship meetings, anything that you could ever need, we got. So go to our website, www.cityofangelsnj.org. And to listen to us, you go to coaradio.com. You want to give them our number there, Ken? The 10-digit guy?
609-241-7103.
That's the chat with us.
All the lines are open at this point.
That's right. And if you want to chat with this lovely young lady here, give us a call.
Yes.
609-241-7103. Now, back to you. How are you?
I'm good.
You're less nervous now?
A little bit, yeah.
Good. I figured you'd get right into it.
It'll take you a few minutes. You can move closer.
Yeah. You on top of you?
Yeah.
Right,
I'll back off. No, it's okay.
So tell us about your life. How it was before you got clean. What happened? And then, you know, what it's like now.
Where you're at today.
Okay, so yeah, I struggled with drug addiction and alcoholism ever since I was in middle school. It went into high school, and I went straight to heroin. Like, everything else was irrelevant, and I became a heroin addict, and I couldn't stop using. As soon as I picked it up, I couldn't put it down, and the struggle was hard. I was young. I was hanging out with a lot of older people, and it just took my life over. The sports I got into, my grades, I dropped out of high school sophomore year. You know, it ruined my family. My mom had to kick me out of the house, ever since I turned 18.
Hmm.
And
where did you go?
I was homeless for a while.
Nice.
I went back and forth from my mom's to my dad's until my mom had enough and she said, get out. And my dad is very, like, mentally sick, so he let me stay there. And I took advantage of the fact that he was sick. So I basically used him for about a year. And I just did the whole, you know, guy thing. Like, I got a boyfriend. We used together. That's what it was. And, you know, like, for the young girls out there, it's terrible. Like, just, if you have the chance to get clean, because it ruined my life. I was about 90 pounds, soaking wet, and, like, I was homeless. I was on the streets by the time I was 18 years old. So, and it, like, brought me to a point where, like, I dropped out of high school. I didn't want anything to do with an education, nothing to do with work. Nothing at all, and I was not motivated. All I was living for was to get another one in me. And so that happened for a while. It destroyed everything in my life. And yeah, so like around 18, like, is when I started going into facilities. Like, I did the shuffle. I went into rehab, I went out of rehab. I went into halfway, went out. Went to detox, and like, the only treatment center I've ever completed was a 30-day mandatory time that when I was a juvenile, because, you know, my mom kicked me out of the house, called the cops, and I was in a psych ward. And then I went to a facility, adolescent, and it was mandatory. And after that, as soon as the day I got out, I used. Like, I just was, you know, that's all I knew how to do in life. And so that went on for a while. And after that, after about like 8 months, like, I was hitting my bottom. I just didn't know what else to do. Like, I didn't know what else to do. I just didn't know how to get clean. And then, I mean, I've been to over 30 facilities. I've never completed one other than the juvenile one. And after that, it was like...
That's better.
That is better.
A little better, yeah.
You can hear it. Right?
Yeah. yeah, so it brought me to my bottom. And by the time I was about to turn 19, I remember being at my mom's and she threw a birthday party. I didn't live there, but she thought I was clean and I lied to her and I looked like shit. I remember, I still have pictures to this day, like, I was like a twig. And I was at my birthday party, and I was strung out, and it was pretty insane. And not even like 4 or 5 days later, I went out to Florida. I got help, and she didn't do anything. I called someone, got the number, got a flight out there. By that time, like, I didn't have insurance. I didn't have anything, so they scholarshiped me into a halfway house. I detoxed on the couch for 2 weeks, cold turkey. And, like, that's what I needed to get clean, because I won't ever forget that day. I won't ever forget the withdrawals and the terrible chaos in my life. So I stayed in halfway for 4 months, got a job, got 2 jobs, and, like, I just worked my ass off to, like, be a better person and get back into, like, recovery. And I just started saving money, and I moved out with a bunch of sober roommates. I got a sponsor, got a home group, and I lived in Florida for about 2 years. And that's, like, you know, that's it. Like, I went to Florida to change my life, and I got my network out there, and I started to become, like, a normal, well, not normal, but, like, a person of society, and, like, got a job, and, like, did this thing, and I had a lot of responsibilities at a young age, so, like, that's how I matured so easily in life. So my mom didn't talk to me for 8 months until I, like, 8 months clean, she was like, all right, maybe I'll, you know, go visit her. And, for, like, my mom, from her not enabling me and her, you know, basically pushing me out in the real life is, like, when I really stepped up in my own life. And I lived in Florida for 2 years, and then I started working in the field, giving back. I got some sponsees, and I just gave back, like, to people that were struggling in active addiction and in recovery that needed my help. And then last January, I moved back to Jersey. Oh, by the way, I'm from Jersey. And
Heightstown.
Yeah, no, South Jersey.
Well, look, I mean, Heightstown's a pretty nice small town. So when Carly called and said she was on Main Street, I'm figuring she was 4 blocks away.
Yeah, I figured she was right around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Right down the street. So, you know, we keep it simple, Artie.
And she's closer than you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying. We had a couple laughs about your plight there.
Being
lost.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing that, you know, the gift of desperation took you to a place now of, you know, humbleness, great gratitude, You know, I admire the fact that you stepped up to the plate, and I really liked what you said. Not that I'm critiquing you or anything, but, you know, when we started this show, we talked about the importance of people getting up and taking care of themselves. You know, we can get you in rehab, we can get you in detox, we can get you into a recovery home. Don't go to your mom's. Like, you know, mom will coddle you. She will accept you. She will always love you. She will enable you. She will do your laundry. She'll make your bed. Mm-hmm. If you need money, she'll give it to you because you're clean. That's what my mom did for me. Mm-hmm. For
home
50
is
years.
The last place we want to send someone. Just
exactly. Exactly. And I'm so glad that you moved away. I mean, isn't that great? All right. It's the first time we've actually heard that in a while.
And you know what? Yeah. The whole process is scary because it's a lot of firsts. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
That you don't know what you're walking into when you're walking into a sober home and living with eight other people or, you know, whatever.
Especially to be. Females.
Right.
I can imagine that's Absolutely. Even worse. I have five in my house, and you can see I have no hair, okay?
Well, we won't go there, Art, but
yeah, you know. we'll let that one get by.
But you know, I mean, that's really, you know, that's commendable, and I really hope that some people are listening and just heard that fact that you made a decision. See, because we can't get people clean, you have to want to get clean. Mm-hmm. You know, and it can't be a lie. It has to be like a heartfelt thing. Where you say, you know what, I'm going to change my life and it's going to happen today. Will you help me? You know, and on the ride here, I was thinking about my journey, you know, and I got asked to speak in a meeting tomorrow night, and I was thinking, geez, it took me 35 years to do a thorough fourth step.
Mm.
35 years. I came to Narcotics Anonymous before you were born in 1979. So. That was 30.
That was quite a long fourth step.
Yes. But the point of the matter is that it was a fourth step that wasn't thorough. I come from a world where the things I did in my past, they were no good. I have to take them to the grave with me. I was too honorable, false pride. I was too proud of my own bullshit that I couldn't share it with someone. And you know, you talked about doing some things differently, you know, and that's what we have to do to stay clean, because this disease will get you. It's waiting.
You know, the common theme, too, also, was what you said when Carly was finished talking, desperation.
Absolutely.
It's the common theme, but it shows up in so many different ways. And it's good that you, that was a good point that you made, because all I could picture is this young kid going down to Florida, scared to death, but doing it anyway. And that's what we do here.
That's it.
I mean, I was petrified to go to my first meeting. Petrified. Could I say that? Absolutely not.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? My ego would never allow
Me
that.
Me neither.
And Me so neither. What did I do? I sat there and didn't say a word.
Too cool to speak.
And who was I cheat?
I remember those days.
Them and me, actually, because to share that experience that I just came off another run, you know, my 15th treatment center, you know, I forgot about all the detoxes. I stopped counting them.
Me too, yeah.
Because I was the guy who, if it was cold out, like in the wintertime, I would duck into a detox. It was warm. They would feed me, you know, I had some shelter for a minute. And then I would get an oil change and then bang, go out and, you know, now I'm ready to get high again.
Right, you did that, Carly, you know, 30 institutions. I mean, you know, what do? We go in for a week or two, recharge our batteries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that we can feel the dope we're shooting. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth, you know, because the drugs stop working. You know,
absolutely.
It's all about getting off empty. So you don't get sick.
Right.
You know, it's not about getting high.
I hated, absolutely.
That's a strong word, John.
Hated being sick. And yet, I was sick more often than not. It sucked. It was terrible. I can't stretch my imagination far enough to think any of that was fun.
Right.
Not at all.
So what are you doing now? I mean, it's great. It's great. You got to this point. You're rebuilding your life, right? You're working. You're living at home now. Home is where the heart is. Jersey, that's your home, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and your friends
not
and your family.
Hightstown, though.
Not Hightstown.
you'll come back to Hightstown in 6 months if we ask you to come back.
You will.
Back.
Yeah.
Hopefully sooner than that.
Yeah.
Well, for the anniversary.
Yeah, there you go.
In November.
We'll do it up big this year.
Absolutely.
T-shirts, hats.
So you're clean, you're employable, your mother talks to you now, you have a key to the house, you have money in the bank, you have a few friends, you met Johnny, you met me, you met Arthur tonight, so you're broadening your horizon, right? Because the disease of addiction doesn't want you to have any of that.
No, absolutely not.
It wants you to sit in your car and make a phone call. Well, I'm lost. I can't make it. And
bye.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm. See you.
We would have said,
see you soon.
I hope you find your way home. Easy. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have got upset.
Right.
You know, so that's all good stuff. So.
What a level of commitment.
I love it. Here. At 21, that's amazing.
And what does that do to help me? When I see that, that enthusiasm,
absolutely.
That, okay, I'll do it even though I don't want to, helps me.
Me too.
Inspires you, John?
Inspired is the word. That's it. Artie, I'm telling
you. I'm on it tonight, man.
He's got his A game going on over there.
We'll get the word of the week off of Artie.
No, I don't know that. Yo, Art, tell him what happened last week about the word of the week. I was like...
I heard it was a very good word of the week. Gratitude, right?
Yeah.
Didn't
you know,
go well, though.
No,
the timing was off.
I was texting him at 9:05.
The timing was off. Yeah, it
just,
is about
it's just
the
not
time,
the same when you're not here, Ken.
That's it.
Wow,
you were missed.
So I can come
dearly.
Back next week.
Absolutely.
We hope.
Okay. I hope absolutely. So. Yeah.
So you already gave me the days you're going to not be here. When's that?
Well, the 15th.
Maybe we'll have a guest
here.
Host.
15th of what, May.
Of May, yes.
Guest host.
Show up. Fill the spot. You
I don't know. I'm not seeing
you.
That enthusiasm right at the
same time. Yeah, that enthusiasm went south.
You know?
You do.
Yeah. You know, just leave at 4:30 so you can beat the traffic. That's why you get up here a little bit early.
Hey, we have sleepasofers. Just
there you go.
Stay
you
the night before.
Kind of, yeah. Take a nap over there or something.
You can wake up, go downstairs, go to church.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about that? I would, if I ever get thrown out, I'll come here and sleep.
Nice.
Kidding me? Not bad, huh? That's what you would hear. So what do we got going on? What's coming up?
We got the run coming up September 9th. I posted all that's what I worked on almost all day today. So you can go to walkwiththeangels.com and everything is there. You can register for the run. You can create your fundraising teams.
We do our show there, of course.
We do our show there.
That's September 8th, you said?
September 9th. Saturday, September 9th.
Oh, okay.
Mark your calendar.
It's on a Saturday again, yeah.
So what do you think of City of Angels and this show and all that? What are you thinking?
I think it's really inspiring to myself and probably a lot of other people.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I like it. That's very
good. It's because we're the only recovery radio station out there. 24 hours a day.
Seven days a week.
That's right. I forget about that.
I just realized that candle says Tranquil Breeze.
That was Tina brought us that candle.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did?
She said she got us a present.
She was telling me it stinks in here, is what I thought.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Tina.
Smells like leather over there. Tina, I hope you're listening. But what was I saying? I forgot now. That shit happens all the time to me, getting old.
So look, the deal is if you need help, just make a phone call or go online. I mean, we're all about helping other people every day. That's what HOPE stands for,
Hope.
Carly.
Helping other people every day.
Yeah. Or hold on.
Pain ends.
You can go to cityofangelsnj.org and go to our Get Help, and that will actually give you help for both Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For PA.
We're staying tuned.
But isn't that weird that she bought the candle and it's tranquil, which is my favorite word.
Yes.
I love that word.
She probably
tranquility.
We're vying for 2 week words of the week here.
No.
Why don't you take it home with you?
Maybe
guys?
I will.
You know,
maybe
I mean, will. I'm thinking like that's
and
yours.
You can be tranquil.
Thank you, Tina. You know,
it's just going to sit here on the.
Well, it'll sit here with the cookies for the art.
The cookies are up here. Cookies and the candy that's left.
That's a private joke between Artie and me. When we were at the other place, the Dwyer Center, where City of Angels does all their functions and stuff. Well, we do functions here, but they do all their meetings and job coach stuff. But Artie had just started, and there was a box of donuts or something on that table.
Yeah, they were petrified.
And I said,
"You could have broke a window with them.
Have a donut." And I ate it and almost broke my tooth on it because they were there so long. But they were pretty good donuts.
Probably the first time.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Carly? Or should we just call the show early tonight? Or
I mean, nah, she got a ton of stuff.
It's all about you.
Yeah, it's
right
all about
now.
You
I
tonight.
Mean, you know, you're
tonight. Not all the time. Tonight.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is your moment, you know. You gotta come stronger.
You got flair up. Tonight, you know. Give us a call, 609-241-7103. Anything that Carly shared or any of us idiots said or anything, our silliness. I like silliness. It's good.
Silliness is good, yeah.
I'm free to be silly today.
It's one of them days.
That's all. Yep. And I am a silly ass. I love it.
Well, look, I mean, I'm glad to be here. I have to tell you guys, I miss not coming. And I know there was a lot of things going on in my personal life, and I appreciated the prayers and the support and all that. But you know what? I'm really happy that I've gotten to the other side of those things. And I can remember when I didn't have the courage to get to the other side, or I was too cool to get to the other side, or I would be okay, so there wasn't another side. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like any which way or whatever.
Oh, we got a call.
I was saved by the bell.
You are live.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hi. How are you guys? I've been listening since 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really? How we coming out? Good?
I think you guys sound great.
Good.
I'm really inspired, especially by that young lady, Carly.
She's
quite an inspiration.
That must
she
be
is.
The, you know, that are we exchanging text messages with that word? I mean, that's the third or fourth time I've heard
actually,
inspired.
We are not using that. Should be the word of the week. Well, you better get.
You're thinking that
you better. You better get some.
I got the word of the week. So.
You better not, get some little.
That's
bit
more than
more,
coincidence
man.
Because none of us have our phones out. We're not looking at them. That word just keeps mistakenly coming.
So who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am a recovering. Enabler, a recovering codependent, and a recovering mother, and I'm Carly's mom.
Oh, very nice to meet you. What is your name?
Marianne Leonard.
Marianne, nice to meet you.
Marianne, my pleasure. How are you?
Same here, guys.
Yeah, and you're recovering from all those things. What a beautiful gem you brought into this world. I'll tell you that. What a great girl.
Thank you.
She has
welcome.
Inspired us.
Yeah, she always tries to give me the credit, but I always bring it back to her because she has created this new life for herself, which is the most beautiful thing I've experienced.
Absolutely.
But just remember, you were there for her. You never turned your back.
Oh, never, ever. I turned it to save her life.
Right.
But then...
Right. Well, they're the logical steps that families don't know about until they experience it.
Well, you know, when our children walk into addiction, you just go to chapter 3 in the parenting book, right?
Right.
Diagram A.
Right. Oh, that's right. There is no book.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, man. What have I been reading all these years?
Dr. Spock.
Yeah. No, now we got the updated one. It's Dr. Oz now.
Well, you know what? I like how you put it, that you were recovering, because I think, you know, more parents need to know that, you know, it's a family disease.
So it affects you as much as it affects her. It affected my mom for, you know, her whole life, actually, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of years have been very good because I've been clean on and doing the right thing for the right reason. So that's so important.
So we'd like to have you on with Carly. That would be amazing.
I would love to, because now I have a burning desire and I have a passion. I started an enablers group for moms.
Really?
I have one of your cards. How about that?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the group?
Enablers 365, because we do it every day
of the year. I love it.
That's incredible. I love that.
My guess was going to be Enablers Anonymous. No,
right. You were on the right there.
I don't want them to be anonymous. I want them to be right up front.
Exactly.
Right.
That's it.
Well, and you'll help them admit.
Because of my daughter, that's how I got started. And now I speak. I'm asked to speak, and I thank her every day because I've met some of the most beautiful people who I call friends.
Wow.
Lifelong friends. You know,
that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Say what
and
you've
I'm
done.
Proud of this
you don't
girl
even
because
know.
She's doing phenomenal things to save lives.
Well, you know, sometimes we're the last people that know that we have that effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice thing when you find out, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You can talk.
Hi, Carly girl. What's up, girl?
Hi.
And let me tell you, my daughter earns her own money, pays her own bills, washes
God bless
her own clothes, cooks her own food. I am not an enabler, and I think she can testify to that.
Any longer, so that's, right? Any longer.
Yeah. And I'm Italian from South Philly, so let me tell you.
Right up my alley. That's right. Where I'm from.
You're like hungry? You want to sit down and eat? Oh, I got it.
That's like enabling Central.
Right.
Everywhere I go in South Philly, you want something to eat?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
How about coffee? If you're going to make it, I'll have a cup.
Right. It's always like, I'll have a cup with you.
Right.
You don't want to make it for just me. You know what I mean?
So, Marianne, where are you from in South Philly?
29th and Mifflin.
Okay, I went to school at Newman.
There you go.
Yeah, graduated. I guess I don't care about telling my age. I graduated 77.
Oh, I graduated 75.
Oh, okay.
That's the year I graduated. 1975.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yep, it was the year I graduated.
Yeah. And Arthur, you too? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
okay.
I
wow.
went to, and then I went into the Navy till 1979.
Nice.
Wow.
Then I came out and joined the rock and roll band.
1979, I went to jail.
Then I became...
Yo, Johnny, I went to... After Goretti, I went to college. What's the matter you?
I went to that school, too.
I have that shirt.
You went to Goretti?
I went to Goretti.
Wow, real South Philly girl.
I really went to What's the Matter You.
How long you been out of South Philly, Mayor?
31 years.
Yeah, I'm about that too. I moved out of there because I couldn't park anywhere anymore. I moved down the shore, actually, from South Philly. Culture shock.
Everybody from South Philly moved over to Sewell, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's where we all are.
Nice. My brother moved there for a minute till he got evicted. He was one of us.
My sister-in-law moved from like Kensington to... Ooh. Still with us?
I'm still here, but I just wanted to say hello and thank you guys for what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. And Carly, I love you. I'm proud of you. Keep moving in that direction, girl.
All right, nice talking
thank
to you.
Thank you. Thanks love for you calling. Too.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Figure out on Monday. You both could.
Well, that was nice, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was nice.
Yeah. Did you know that your mother was going to call?
No, I did not.
Wow.
It's a banging show. We got another caller here? Yeah.
Well, that's good.
They changed their mind. They said, ah.
Well, you know, it's...
I love my trend. Oh, I started to tell you.
Well, please, continue.
Huh? No good?
It's okay.
I started to tell you that Tina texted me that she bought a gift for us. So I couldn't figure
So I have half of that? You're saying
Yeah, you
us?
Can have a hunk of that candle. No, she texted me. She bought a gift for us, and she wanted me to guess what it was. But I did. I couldn't.
And it was a candle?
No, she sent me a picture. She bought a mirror.
A mirror?
Yeah. And she still has it. Next time she comes on, she's going to bring it.
What's the mirror going to be for?
I guess to see if her hair looks all right or something. Makeup and shit.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, about that. She's
Hello,
so...
Gail. You're on the air.
Hello, guys. How
Hello, Miss Gail, our word of the week girl from last week. How
hey,
are
Gail.
You?
Hey, Gail. How are you?
Say hey, Ken and John. How are you? Say,
good. You? Wonderful. Especially yeah. now that you called, we're even better.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Are you guys crying because I'm not there?
Yeah, we needed some Kleenex, Gail. We were boo-hooing.
FedEx you a case.
We have a lovely guest tonight. I wanted you to meet her, but you didn't show up, so.
Sorry, we're so busy eating.
You were so busy? You're so busy helping people, right?
People
yeah,
helping people.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what you do. I know.
That's what I do all the time.
I hear you. That's
How are
good.
You guys doing? Were there a lot of calls tonight?
You're our second.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah, that is
Very.
Good. Yeah.
And the other caller called us to say how good the show was so far.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. Very
so
glad.
Are you coming
what are you
next week?
About.
Say that again.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
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 Yeah, we can
hear me?
We can hear you. No, we're still here. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you guys been talking about? What's the topic?
We're talking about how the market has...
No, we were talking about how the gift of desperation turned into many, many blessings from start to finish. To start to finish. Not that it's finished, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, gotcha. What do you think about that, Miss Gail?
It's very difficult for me to hear you. I don't know why. Sorry.
She's not here.
What's the matter, Art? What's the matter with that?
Are we having technical difficulties, Gail? Art?
Arthur?
I suppose we're fine.
You there?
I'm here.
Hi, Gail. Can you hear us?
Yes, it's a little hard because there's an echo.
Oh, okay.
Turn your radio off.
Turn your radio off.
Yeah.
Do you still have it on COA radio?
I don't have it on right now. I'm just speaking to you guys.
Oh, okay.
All right, I got you. How's it now?
Okay, it's a little better.
Good.
Really?
Good. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Friday, I went to the addiction convention in Atlantic City, and Governor Christie was there.
Oh,
nice.
Did he tell you to say hi to me?
He said to kiss everybody on COA radio station.
Nice.
Blowing you all a kiss.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Thank you.
I'd rather have one in person, but I'll take the one over the phone. Do you hear that? Do you hear ours?
No, I didn't hear ours. What did he say?
He blew you a kiss back.
Oh, thank you, Art. I felt that.
It's a kiss and a slurp.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the sad news about Christopher passing away?
Yeah, Christopher DeShawn.
No, I don't believe I had the honor of meeting him.
Okay, you probably did, Ken.
Oh, okay.
And probably Art did. He was in, Kevin had picked him up from the airport, I believe, or someplace in Philly. He brought him to the coaching class, just to see how, everything works. And he was clean for 6 months, and then, unfortunately, he didn't make it. So I'm assuming that Kevin's probably at the wake this evening.
Actually, the wake of these tomorrow evening, and the funeral is Wednesday.
Oh, it's well, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Really nice person, and I guess he thought he was invincible. And, you know, he went out once again, and that's the end, which is pretty sad.
Yeah.
Like 22 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a rough
month. That's the sad news. The good news is that people really want to remain clean and sober. You do the right thing and you can.
Right. And Carly's living proof of that here tonight at 21 years old. And she's clean and happy, which is pretty nice.
Oh, that's really great.
It is.
Very good.
Yep. Yep. That is great. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll meet her soon. She's a sweetheart.
That's
right.
Nice. I wish I was there to meet
you
her.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, you could have been here, but you weren't. So,
well, I mean,
no,
I'm busy
eating meatballs and pasta. Sorry.
And we didn't get any, so I don't want to hear any of that either. Yeah, I'm starving.
You know, life shows up. You know what I'm saying, Johnny? So,
I hear you. You know. I hear you.
Hey, KFC. That's that good. Wasn't even good.
That's a stretch. KFC to meatballs and macaroni. Did you get the deluxe?
Self-destruct sequence activated.
That's what happens when you eat that stuff.
Yeah, right. Did you get regular or crispy?
Actually, this is hysterical. They had no white meat original. I'm like,
really?
You're kidding me.
You're a chicken place and it's dinner time. You're kidding me, right?
Wow. That sucks.
Oh, wait. What else?
Right, that's their
signature.
We
didn't have any chocolate chip cookies. They were all kinds of stuff. I was like, man, you people are insane.
Sorry, I asked for pickles for my cheesesteak, and they didn't have any pickles. Right?
No, I know.
Does not compute.
That's something. So, but like you said, we're in a silly mood tonight.
Yeah, we
good
are.
Good to be here. It's good to hear from you, Gail.
Yeah, it is.
It's good to hear from you.
Next time, I promise you, I'll make you guys meatballs and pasta, and I'm going to hang up so you guys can continue your show.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. We love you.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully, we'll be seeing you soon.
Cool. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. See you soon.
Okay. Well, that was nice. I mean, you know, it's good to see, Carly, people continue to call and want to participate. And, you know, we talked earlier about our purpose. I mean, basically, this is why we're still here, you know, to carry a message to someone who still suffers. You know, it's that glimmer of hope. It's that inspiration. It's that enlightenment. You know, it's that, you know.
That's your music.
You know, that word of the week kind of thing. It's all about being willing to participate and
can
share.
Can I guess what the word of the week is?
Yes, what is the word of the week, Arthur?
Can we guess?
Is it inspiration?
No, it's not, actually.
Oh,
we went right
well,
off of
I mean,
that
it
one.
Might have something to do with inspiration.
Is it Carly?
No, I'll tell you, I mean, I spent some time outside. I actually give, you know, the word of the week some thought, actually. I know that might come as a surprise to some people, but...
We know what you put into it. That's why it comes out so well.
Well, you know what? We were standing outside of Menino's. We graduated from the Hightstown Diner to Menino's now.
Is it easier to walk across the street?
I think so.
Or did we eat everything on the menu at the Hightstown Diner already?
I believe we did. Yeah, that might have had something to do with it. Yeah.
The thing to that told me to go somewhere else and told us to go somewhere else was I ordered, remember the cheesecake? And they gave me a whole cheesecake.
You know, did they really?
I ordered a hunk, and they gave me the whole thing.
Did they charge it for the hunk, or did they charge
it for the hunk? No, it was cheap. It was like $5 or something.
Right. I remember that.
The whole thing.
It was great.
You know, there's two other great diners up on Route 130 here.
We used to go to the Town and Country.
Town and Country?
When we were in...
The Americana is very good.
Yeah. When we
was in Bordentown. Was it the Town and
Country?
When, oh, yeah.
Right next to Dave and Buster's or...
For Chicken and Pete's.
Chicken and Pete's. I always get them mixed
up. Right. We went there, too.
That used to be the old ground round there.
Wow. Mestouris is over there.
Mestouris is there too.
Yeah, that's a good joint. I ate there with Kevin. Kevin and I had lunch there.
Mestouris ain't as good as it used to
the
be.
The bread that they have over there, oof. I bought a big...
They're not one of my sponsors.
Oh, we're keeping you up over here.
Look, let me button up this word of the week.
Yeah, thing, let's okay? wrap that I mean, up.
The word of the week... He's too much with that, huh?
Damn.
All right, there so the word of the week tonight is reflection.
Oof.
What do you think about that, Carla? Do you know what it means?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, well, tell me, and then I'll tell you what it means.
Basically, like, a reflection of your life, like...
Okay, the throwing back by a body or surface of light.
What?
He's too deep for you.
No, the throwing back, this is according to Webster's.
Ooh, Webster, yeah.
Throwing back.
The throwing back by a body or surface of light, heat, or sound without absorbing it. But I like this one, serious thought or consideration.
Yeah, that's better.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not looking at a reflection like I'm looking in a mirror, even though we got a gift from Tina that we don't have, but we'll have a mirror here. I don't know what we're going to do with it.
She's going to look into it.
But anyway, it's, you know, when we talk, you know, we end up talking about the same things week in and week out. But yeah. They're a little different. There's a little bit of different spin. There's different guests here. And, you know, serious thought or consideration is actually a luxury. I remember thinking myself, driving myself crazy. What if I did that? What if I didn't do that? What if I stayed?
What are they going to say?
Yeah.
If I say this.
Right. Will they still like me? I want to be their friend. I don't want to be by myself, and I would drive myself crazy.
Absolutely.
Now, as a result of this process that we're living, things are different now. It's actually good to give things some thought. You know, you think things through. When I was young, I never thought about consequences. Never. I just went out and did whatever I wanted to do. And I figured I would be okay. And I'm okay now. But, am I boring you?
No,
I'm not. I mean, come on, Carly, you're tired.
Long ride.
You know, I mean, we're just getting started. I'm actually thinking about asking Art to extend the show for a
half hour. How about that? We haven't heard that in quite some time.
You know what I mean, Arthur?
Boy, where'd this guy get the
I'm done with the word of the week.
Thank you for that word of the week.
Yeah, thank you.
That was inspiring.
Good to be here, yes. Inspiration. And
welcome back, too, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to have you back.
Yes, it is. It is. It's good to be welcomed.
Yeah.
We haven't had him in a while, man.
Yeah.
Actually, we were off for a couple of weeks. And
Yeah.
I was away, yeah. You guys were off. That's good.
Yeah.
We all need a break.
Yeah, we needed that small.
Yeah, yep. Every once in a while.
So Art rearranged the studio while you were gone.
I see that. Looks very nice.
Look at it. It's like another world.
It's unbelievable. We'll have to fill the seats up, man. That's
plenty of room for a studio audience.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know
what? CLA Radio is being filmed before a studio audience, and we can say that with confidence.
Can I get an amen?
He's off the chain tonight. He's out there.
Right, so we have a few guests lined up next week.
We do.
You know, it's always good to have
for the
a
next
plan.
Few weeks. And Memorial Day, of course, we play a show because we're off, because we have a well-deserved holiday.
That's right. And Friday, May 12th, we have a benefit for City of Angels at the Crossroads in Garwood. It is Rebecca Schaefer and friends.
I like Rebecca Schaefer.
She's really good. So they're doing a benefit for us up there. All that information's available on cityofangelsnj.org.
Okay. What else we got going on for the summer?
Nice.
Our Boys of Summer have started their season.
The Angels.
Right.
COA Angels.
We have a baseball team, too.
And we're going to have to see if we can get some of them to come up.
We had Joe and Drew.
Joe and Drew.
They're
still on the team. Let me see what I can do. Joe's not Drew. Is
Joe's in
year,
New
yeah.
York now. I
yeah,
believe.
Joe's up in New York. He went back with his family, I believe,
okay.
During his recovery. He did play with us last year, though.
Right, I remember that.
We're not off to a flaming start this year. they won one. I mean, I think Sunday they played. It was a doubleheader. They won one. They lost one. Or maybe they lost both. I'm trying to remember. Wasn't good. We're not off to a flaming start.
Well, there's a lot of baseball left, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of baseball left.
Season just started. So.
And now's
we're still waiting for our first home game, you know what I mean, to come here to Mercer County. I mean, they've had issues with the rain, with the fields and stuff, right. I believe. So we haven't had that first home game
yet. Well, now's a good time because it's cool. You remember that day we
it's
did
cool this? Where? It's like 83 degrees.
Yeah,
outside.
But it's cooler than
first.
Do you remember that day we did the show out there with, for the playoff game? My
it
God.
Was I was like in July, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I think I
it
missed that.
It was hot.
It was like July. I put the tent up outside.
Everywhere
we were broadcasting from my phone.
Right. Everywhere we did something. Remember the one in that little town? What town was that? Remember we had the table? It was hot.
Oh, Riverside.
Yeah,
Riverside.
Tomorrow
is the anniversary of the Overdose Prevention Act here in New Jersey.
Okay.
So I will be.
You got that?
I will be at Princeton.
Make sure you remember that.
Princeton tomorrow.
It's a big deal.
From 5:30 to 9:30. That information is available on Facebook as well.
Cool.
That's going to be 5:30 to 9:30. We're going to be there, Recovery Advocates, TOPAC.
So nice. Good well, stuff, May 20th man. Is Partners for New Beginnings.
Right.
That's right.
Big day.
But we're not going to be able to live broadcast that day because that's also our first fundraiser for the Trenton Thunder for the Angels.
Now, the game we go to, we went
we,
to.
We usually go to that one.
That's when?
The one you just
the
called?
Game at the stadium. The we got a call.
The Sage Ferraro game is June 3rd.
June 3rd. That's my daughter's birthday.
This is Living Clean and Sober, the radio station.
Okay. How are you?
We're good, thank you.
Hello, you're live.
My name's Robert.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. You guys are wonderful. I've been listening to you forever.
Wow, that's nice to know. I appreciate that.
I've been hesitant to call in. I mean, I've been a little embarrassed. There's, you know, certain aspects of my life that I didn't make sure, you know, I didn't want to make public. However, I feel there's so many inspirational people that come on here. I just want to be a part of it.
Beautiful.
That's nice, Robert. Thank
it's great
you.
Great to hear that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thank you guys for everything you do.
Absolutely. And we'll continue to do that, Robert.
Especially after.
It's very reassuring. I've been struggling from my addiction for a long time now.
Okay. Do you need help? Are you clean?
I'm trying. Every day is a new day.
Well, I don't know what that means. Is it a new day that's a good day or a
some
good
days
day?
Are better than others. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Nobody said it's easy.
That's right. But it's worth it.
That's it. Look at that.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
That's right, baby.
That's it, man. That's it.
So true.
Yep.
So what can we do for you, Robert, besides the show?
I just wanted to call in, say hi, and introduce myself.
I'm glad you did.
Good.
It's nice to hear from our callers, man.
That's right. It means a lot to us. To let us know that we're reaching people.
Right.
Well, anyway, my girlfriend's calling me, so I'm just going to have to go say hi to her.
All right, no problem.
All right,
Robert,
thanks for calling.
Call again if you ever If you ever want to come on.
I'll call back in again for sure.
Okay. Yeah, then maybe you can come on one night.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah. So make sure you call us. All right, thank you.
Gentlemen.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, bye-bye. What a nice thing. You see, I mean, it's all about...
You don't know.
It's all about inspiration.
Till you know.
You don't know till you know.
Carly, inspiration.
And you don't know what you don't know till you don't know it.
People.
That's right.
You know, and you just like...
It's a lot of no-nos.
You know what fear stands for? Face everything and recover.
Yep.
Not fuck everything and roll.
You know? You know what I'm saying, Arthur? Are we
extending? I
apologize. Good night, everybody!
I just had like a moment. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that was strong.
That was strong, so.
So we're not getting an extension, I gather. Carly?
No.
Nah.
Any parting thoughts?
No.
One word to sum up your life. One word.
One word.
Here's one word to sum up your day.
Better yet.
Grateful.
Grateful.
Nice.
How about your life?
Chaotic.
Chaotic. Beautiful. Hey,
then you're normal.
Yeah. Well, we've had our show. It was fantastic, of course. Especially with our lovely guests.
Absolutely.
We'd love to come back. If you would think about doing that. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's give her a hand for that commitment that she's got. And thank you, listeners. Thank you, callers. And until next week, be well.